AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump Jr. is testifying privately before the Senate Intelligence Committee this morning. Lawmakers are asking him questions about what he told Congress previously about a plan to build a Trump Tower in Moscow before the 2016 election.
Intelligence Committee Chairman Richard Burr subpoenaed Donald Trump Jr. as part of the panel's Russia investigation. The North Carolina Republican received considerable blowback from GOP colleagues for the move. Congressman Matt Gaetz aired his anger Tuesday on the House floor.
Donald Trump Jr. will be hauled before a Senate committee tomorrow because his prior testimony purportedly conflicts with the testimony of Mr. Gaetz and Mr. Cohen, two people who are either in prison for lying or go into prison for lying.
But Burr told fellow senators the committee had to resort to a subpoena because Trump Jr. had twice backed out of an interview. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Protesters and police went at it in Hong Kong. Crowds tossing bricks and bottles, police firing tear gas and rubber bullets as a protest over a controversial law descended into what one police official called a riot.
The afternoon violence marked a major escalation in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory's biggest political crisis in years. It came after protesters earlier in the day forced the delay of a debate over a contentious bill, which, if passed, would allow criminal suspects in Hong Kong to be sent for trial in mainland China. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Ford is recalling some SUVs to fix software that could affect the rear suspension and transmission control. The largest recall covers the Explorer SUV from 2011 through 2017. Uber is teaming up with Volvo to launch its newest self-driving vehicle. Uber says it can easily install its self-driving system in the Volvo XC90 SUV. This is AP Radio News. The Bergen County, New Jersey jail is under quarantine. Five inmates appear to have mumps. Bergen County Executive Jim Tedesco.
We have been in contact with the state health department. They are aware of the plan that's put in place. We also are asking for their assistance so that we can expedite both the delivery of the vaccine and also some testing.
Mumps can spread quickly through coughing and sneezing. Symptoms include swollen glands, fever, headache, and muscle aches. Police in Baltimore believe they've solved a rape case that had investigators pull more than 100 police cars off the streets to search for evidence. A woman alleged that a uniformed officer ordered her into a patrol car and raped her. After an exhaustive investigation, says the commissioner, police have arrested a security guard for a hospital trauma center on charges of impersonating a police officer and rape. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.